Okay, let's get into today's daf. Today's daf is Kelayim Daf Beis. We started Maseches Kelayim last time with Kelayim Daf Aleph, and now we are on Kelayim Daf Beis. Aleph Amid Beis. We will start from a couple lines up. So we had a Haschala, and we mentioned that there are different types of Kelayim, five types of Kelayim, Kelay Zeraim, that is Kelayim of seeds and vegetables. We said Kelay Zeraim, Tvua and Yirakos, of grains and vegetables. That does not apply to trees unless there is grafting, unless there is Harkava, right? And that's Asur, both to plant and to have and to maintain, not to eat. To eat is not a problem because we said that it's not, there's no Isser Hana when it comes to Kelay Zeraim. And the way that one gets out of it often, as we'll see in the first couple of prakim here, is putting it in a way that it does not look like it is joint. Those are the three prakim, and that's Maris Ayin is going to play a major issue. The next Kelayim we talked about was Kelay Akerem. That's going to be the next four prakim after the first three prakim. All about that's one level up, bumped up in chumra, and that's why we saw that Chazal asked it even midrabanan in chutz la'aretz because of its chumra nature. Isser hana pentikta shamalei hazira. That is a karam with tivua or yirakos. Right, again, the trees, eilanos, are excluded from kelei hakarim. There's no kelei hakarim when it comes to trees. Only when it comes to vines and tvua and yirakos. We will see there's a difference between a vine and a vineyard. Vine needing 6 tefachim away, while a vineyard needs 4 amos away. We'll talk about those shiurim. That is asurvana. And by all of these, by the kelei hakarim, we'll see there has to be a minimum amount of growth in terms of in certain cases that it has to grow in order for it to be asur. And both the tefua and the kerem become asur. We didn't mention last time, but the Gemara uses that case as one of the cases of garmi. One of the cases of Garmi, beginning of Baba Basra, and later on around Daf Kuf and Baba Kama, about if somebody does that to their friend, somebody who takes their vines and puts it near their friend's tvua, or Mesache Gafno, Al Gabi Tvua, so Shal Chavero, we'll see that's a case of a Maisa Hezek, but it's not exactly a Maisa Hezek, maybe it's Hezek Shinonikar, so we'll have to talk about that, Beth Hashem, as it comes up. So that's Kilai Akerim. And then we have Kilai Behema. Kilai Behema are the two types of Kilai Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working the animals, different types of species. We will see also then in Machlokas Rishonim whether, let's say, cross working only applies Mida Oraisa to a kosher and a non kosher animal. But if they're both kosher and they're both not kosher, even if they're the same species as it is a Durabanan, or even on a Doraisa level, one could have 2 kosher or 2 non kosher. And the example in the Torah is just an is a Lav Dafke example, Shor and Chamor. That happens to be a kosher and a not kosher, but even if it's too kosher or too not kosher, it would also be Daraisa. So we will have to see. But again, that's cross working. And then cross breeding the animals, which requires the Isser, is only where it is Mamish, Kemichol Bishvaferis, where I actually mate the animals together. All other putting together, even putting in the same corral, wouldn't be the Isser Daraisa. And finally, the end of the Masechta talks about Shatnez, Kilai Begadim. Kelei Begadim, which many details come up, a lot of lumdish questions also there, regarding Big Day Kahuna, regarding Bittel, and the like. And we saw that a lot of this Masechta will be a reflection of rejecting the Maisa Brachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Hashem says that this is how I want the world to be. As the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, that the name of Shem Hashem Shakai, Sha'amar Lo'olam Dai, Hashem said enough, this should be my world. And somebody who is Matil Kalayim on purpose is saying, no, it's not enough. It's not enough. I can come up with new things that you, so to speak, forgot, that you left out, and therefore I'm going to try to do my best to add on. Okay, so that's a reflection of the whole Issus. There's an underlying message, a Musar message, to the entire Masechta, like we had the message of Demai, which we mentioned at the end of the last year, relating to Chumra. The whole Masechta is based on Chumra, based on going above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Rov Amei Aretz are Ma'aser, yet, you know, I'm going to take it above and beyond to keep a higher standard in terms of my eating. So here, a reflective message for the entire Masechta, again, which does not have too much agarata again either, but we'll do our best in terms of gleaning the Musar messages from the Gemara. But that is an idea of what the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai reflected last time. Okay, so now let's get to where we're up to on Aleph Amid Beis. We just spoke about the two types of chitim, the first two types of items. The Mishnah, if you remember, had a list of pairs. A list of pairs that were not kelayim with each other. Within the two within the pair were not kelayim with each other. Seorim and Shibolas Shu'al is the second one. The first one was Chitim and Zunim. This is Perek HaChitim. Chitim and Zunim are not kelayim. What's Zunin? So we mentioned Zunin is really a type of Chita that somehow got messed up in the ground. Either it goes way back all the way to Dor HaMabul when the Chitim and the ground was not Motzi Esmino. We mentioned that from the Rush. And the Marafolda also mentioned it. He mentions it here in the Gemara. While the Rambam doesn't mention that, the Rambam says no. It's somehow the ground, the nutrients in the ground caused it to grow in a different mutant type of way. But it's really chitim, and therefore chitim and zunim are not kelayim, and it's called zunim because it's just strayed. It was zoneh. It was zoneh, as the pasuk says, velo tizneh haaretz. The pasuk says in Vayikra, in that same parak in Kedoshim, a couple of sukkim later. The whole pasuk is altchalas bitchala has no sa. So again, the Pashup Shad is that the land becomes full of Zima and Zoneh based on the people's actions. But Chazal are dashing it here in actually the land. Actually the land strays. Okay, so now we are up to about six lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi ba'i kumi Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, Mastisa de Rabbi Shol Bar Yossi, is our Mishnah only like the opinion of Rabbi Shol Bar Yossi? Where do we see that? Tanya, because we have the following Tosefta in Trumos. Tosefta in Trumos related to a Mishnah in Trumos. Tanya, Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shem Aviv. Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father, Tarmim and Ayayin Ala Chometz, I'm allowed to give wine as Truma for Chometz to Matir, the Chometz, my Kriyas Chometz. I'm allowed to do that because I'm giving even something better than I'm supposed to, and it's considered not apples and oranges, you can't do that, but it's considered mino. It's considered mino, the chometz, the vinegar is considered the min of the wine, but it just got ruined. So, tarmin ayayin ala chometz, avaloman ala chometz ala yayin, but not the opposite. I can't do that because that's min arala yafeh. I can't give chometz for wine. Avar vitaram chumaso chuma. If I did, so then it works, bidiyavid, because bidiyavid maker adin, it's one type. It's one type. It just got ruined. The chometz is ruined wine, and therefore the truma would work. Bidyevet. Rabbi Omer B'Yudah Nasi argues and says, "Hayayin v'chometz shnei minim heim. The yayin and the chometz is really are really two minim, and therefore even yayin for chometz, as the Marafolda says here, even afilo min hayayin al chometz ain't shemaso truma shein tarmin mimin al she'en amino. So you can't be tore mimin al she'en amino." Right, ain't tarmin lo ma'asrin mizeh alzeh. Right, so that is the Tosefta. So what do you see from there? So we compare wine and vinegar, yayin and chometz, to chitim and zunin. They're both chitim and zunin. Zunim is chitim that got ruined. So chometz is wine that got ruined. So in our Mishnah, we say that they're not kelayim with each other. So that sounds like Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Yossi's opinion in the name of his father. That Bidi Eved, one could give one to, was torn from one to the other. Yayin on Chometz for sure, but even Chometz on Yayin. So it sounds like it's one Sug, one Min, while Rebbe says there are two Minim. So is our Mishnah against Rebbe? Did Rebbe not write his own opinion? Right? This is another example of the Anava, possibly, of Yudah Nasi. We know for sure sometimes it's Vadai. But here is the Gemara is asking, which was Gemara is going to reject it in a minute. But we know when Rabbi Yehuda wrote the Mishnayos, there were different stages, and he took a number of conversations that he found from different Batei Medrash and put it together and left it as is, even if he didn't agree to either of the opinions. Sometimes he'll put in his own opinion later on, or not. In the Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his little sefer, Yesod HaMishnah V'Arichasa, he talks all about the different stages of putting together Mishnayos, and he noted, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sometimes found earlier Mishnayos and different Mishnayos from where, but he put it all together in Lav Dafka, that he had to have his own imprint on every one of the Mishnayos. You could have Mishnayos that go against Stama de Rebbe. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked Rabbi Yirmiya, is our Mishnah only like Rabbi Shaul Bar Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi? Is that how we should understand it? Fahavi Mistakel Bey. And who? Rabbi Yirmiya will go with the Marafolda Pshat. Rabbi Yirmiya, who asked this question, didn't get an answer. from, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked this question to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah heard the question, and he was just looking at the questioner. He was looking at Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, that he asked this question. The Mara Folda says, Al Shehiksha Kushyazuz, Ki Iloena Kushyazalagamre. He looked at him like, what kind of question is that? So he got a feeling that he didn't ask a good question. Amarle, Uman Mistakobi. Right, well, what are you looking at me for? What are you looking at me for? And the question is, who says the following line? Different mafarshim. Havelucha Ritzua Bakan. So is this, some say this is actually the questioner looking and waiting for an answer. And Rav said, what are you looking at me for? Just bring me a whip. What does that mean? Is that a nice way of saying that's not a good question? You should know the answer to that question. Havelucha Ritzua Bakan. And others say it's the other direction of conversation, like the Mara Folda said, Rabbi Yirmiyah is looking, meaning the one who was asked the question is looking at Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi before asking the question, and then he adds in Amar Le, the same thing, he adds in an extra Amar Le, which we don't have. He says, I'm asking because, you know, what are you asking? You deserve again, not literally, but a very just a strong way of talking in the days of old, they had strong Lashonos, right? So, meaning, you should know the answer to that question. What answer to that question? If you look in the Mashbiach, one of the Achron in the back, he also talks about which direction this is going in terms of the Malkas, and he quotes other examples of this type of Lashon between Rebbe and Talmud. But the answer the Gemara says is, Tamon l'maisros v'kan l'kilayim. No, our Mishnah doesn't have to be against Rebbe. There's a difference in context between Maestros and Kilayim, right? Our Mishnah is talking about Maestros. Is it, our Mishnah is talking about Kilayim. Is it Kilayim Zebazet? So that's one definition of Minim. But for Maestros, and that we will say for Kilayim, they are not Kilayim Zebazet. Just like Zunin and Chitim are not Kilayim Zebazet, Chometz and Yayin are not Kilayim Zebazet. But there still might be a Dinder Rabbanon not to be Mafrish from one on the other. Midrabanan ain't tarmi mizel zeh, even liikuva. Rebbe would say even liikuva, it would apply. And there's a difference between the two. So, tamal maestros v'kan l'kilayim. There's a difference. Amar Rebbe Yona says the Pnei Moshe would even say, let's say, maybe even for maestros, you might say that, chitim and zunin, might be difference. Right? So that's the difference between the two. Look in the Pnei Moshe. The Tama la Maestro Sula Truma. Upalig Rebbe Visvirale, the Yain Vachomet, Shnemina mainly in Hafrasha. The Nin Hafrasha there too. Lofish Ain Mafrisha Minarala, Yafel, Hilk, Sirale, Dapin, Ayayan, Alachomet, Ain Tarmin, Kiechid, Losi, Lachomet, Achomet, Alayayan. Maybe it flows from the Minarala Yafe, and that's why we say Minarala Yafe, Alara is also no good. But regarding Kilayim, Kuliyama Moda, the Zunim, and Chitim, and Mel Shinifsidu. And therefore there won't be Kilayim, Ze, Bazet. Only Kilayim, Ze, Bazet. Amar Reb Yona, similarly, back to the Gemara, Hakein Avi Tzorach Mistakel Bei. It was good that he looked at him, that he was giving him a look. Karavi Rabbanan Kadmoi, Bon Mekayma Hadamilsa. Because this question was asked by earlier generations too, the same exact question. Havi Mekayman La, and the answer was known, Tamal Maestros Vakam L'Kilayim. So there was a big difference between the two context, and therefore, that is an obvious, simple answer that he was trying to teach his Talmud, and he hoped that his Talmud had understood previously. Right, interesting. The assumption of the question, of his question, of Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi, was that all contexts in Torah are comparable to each other. And we could ask from one to the other. Right? The Tosefta in Masechta Sanhedrin quotes a Machlokas Tanoim about the appropriate questions to ask a Rebbe. But because you ask a Rebbe, and the Gemara says, on Erev Tisha B'Av, could you ask a question about Yom Kippur? On Sukkot, could you ask a question about Pesach? So the Gemara says, maybe in terms of the order of what the Rebbe has to answer, we say that the Rebbe should answer the questions that are Kinyan earlier. What if he asks a different question that is not on the topic? So there is an opinion in the Mishnah that says that the Rebbe has to ask Mechila. The Talmud has to ask Mechila from the Rebbe. You're asking a Kasha about Pesach on Erev Sukkot. The Rebbe's not prepared for that. It's embarrassing for the Rebbe. So therefore you have to ask Mechila. And say Shalom Ke'inyin Sha'alti. And say, I asked it appropriately. But the other sheet, I think it's Rabbi Meir's opinion there, and the Tosefta says, no, he doesn't have to ask Mechila because Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is really one Inyan. That's where that phrase comes from. Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is one Inyan, and therefore we can ask from one context to another context. That is the way, the assumption of the Gemara. And that's why sometimes we'll bring a source for a certain halacha from a totally different area, right? The Gemara in Sukkah, how do you know that the Ravos and the Lulav and the Esrog have to be held straight up, right? Not upside down. They have to be held Kedera Kedelasan. You know that from the fact that the Mishkan walls were stood up vertically and not horizontally. Atei Shittim Omdim. What does Atei Shittim Omdim have to do with the Dalet Minim? The answer is, it's all Torah. Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. They have to be standing up. Parenthetically, the Aruch Laner discusses in his Sefer what happens if you have a Lulav from Eretz Yisrael in Australia. Right on the other side of the world, on the other side of the globe, is that called Kedera Kedelasan? Right, you might say it's upside down from the way that it grew. So the Aruch Laner says you go by the earth. You go by the earth, as long as it's growing from the correct direction, from out of the earth, then you're okay. You don't have to go exactly where the earth is right now. But that is the assumption of the question. But the answer of the Gemara is that there are chilukim. Even though we hold Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad in general, but there can be plenty of chilukim, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Isura mi mamona lo yalfinan. You can't learn Isur from mamon. The Gemara in Yevamos, Isur mi tuma lo yalfinan. Isur mi tuma lo yalfinan. Rav Shechter writes in Siman Beis in Eretz HaTzvi, the Yisod Rosh is Mamatzinu, who the whole basis of a Mamatzinu. A Mamatzinu just means to compare two things that are somewhat similar. The whole basis of that is Shekol Dini Atarah Shayachim Adadi, all Dini Atarah Shayach to each other. Umahavim Chativa Achas. And they're all one connected unit. One connected unit. And there's its Shaychus and its Siruf from one to the other. And that's why we can compare. Yes, there are categories within. There are categories within the Torah. This is based on a pasuk in Shoftim, with the Gra comments on Bein Dim L'Dim, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega, that the Gra comments there in Aderes Elio, that there are three areas of halacha. Every question that you ask in Torah can get one of six answers, six words. Tamei Tahar, Asr Mutter, Chayiv Zakai. One of those three words, because there's Dini Mamanis, and there's Isav HaHeter, and Tumah V'Tahara. Those are the three areas of a Torah, and each one is a unit within the larger unit of Torah. And the basis of comparing so many lines in Shas is based on this. But we know there are chilukim, and that's what the Gemara says here, that there's a chiluk between kilayim and maestros. There is a discussion, the Tosfos says the Gemara says in a few places, you can't learn from a chiddush, mi chiddush lo yafinan. Right, Pesachim Mem Dalad, you can't learn from a chiddush. What's called a chiddush? So the Gemara gives examples of a chiddush. Basar Bechalav is a chiddush, Motzi Shemer is a chiddush, kilayim, and Edim Zomamin. What makes them a chiddush? Right, what do you mean? Most of the Torah, we wouldn't have known it if the Torah hadn't said it. We wouldn't have known most of the Torah if the Torah hadn't said it. So, you know, what is the definition of a chiddush? So Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Zayin says, chiddush means davar hasosir es haklal. Something that goes against the system of the Torah itself. Not that we wouldn't have known. We wouldn't have known Mi'ila and Temura and Erevin without the Torah. But anything that goes against the system that the Torah already has put in place, that's a chiddush, a basa b'chalaf. Right? That's a chiddush. Why? Because usually two things put together don't become aser. And by basa b'chalaf, you put two things together and they become aser. Right? Moti Shemra usually don't get two punishments. And all of a sudden, Moti Shemra, Malkus and Umeshalim. Malkus and Mammon. Two punishments. Right? Edom Zomamin. The Gemara calls it a chiddush. Why? Lama, why do we rely on the second group, the Edim Azimin? Why are they any better than the Edim Zomamin, the first group? So all of these are Dvarim Hasoser Es HaKlal. So then it makes a lot of sense that you can't learn from a chiddush, because we're trying to learn from a chiddush to the rest of the klal, but the definition of a chiddush is Dvar Hasoser Es HaKlal. And therefore, you can't learn from there to the rest of the unit of Torah, unless you have a beferish pasuk to tell me that it's supposed to be applied in other contexts as well. Good. So that is the answer that was given by the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked the Kasha, is our Mishnah against Rabbi? And the Gemara says, no, there could be a difference between Hilchos Maisrus in terms of Minim and species, and Hilchos Kilayim. Good. Hasar Vashivel Ashuval V'chula. We continue now. So we have the next pair. We have the barley and the Shibola Shual, the oats. And then we have Kusmin and Shifon. And then we have Pul Vasapir. We have all the lists. So said the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Bishim, Rabbi Yochanan. Kulin Zugos. Rabbi Yossi quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll have to see. The Gemara is going to quote Rav soon, saying the same thing. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Kulin Zugos. Each of the items in the Mishnah, each of the pairs of the Mishnah, are pairs within themselves. Meaning, if you take one from one pair, one from the other pair, then it could be that they are kilayim with each other. Right? Only the two listed with each other are not kilayim with each other. So chitim and zudim are good together. Sa'orim and shibol and shu'al are all good together. Kusmin and shifon are good together. But what if you would take, let's say, kusmin and sa'orim, or chitim and shifon? That would be a problem. That would be a problem. So, or, you know, pula lavan and sapir, it would be a problem. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Kulan zugos. So the Gemara now says, Uma al kol pirke is amris o al hada hilchasa. Did Rabbi Yochanan make that comment only about the first Mishnah, our Mishnah, or about the whole parak? About all the Mishnahs in this parak that have lists, right? We're going to have later on in our daf. We're going to have another list. Kishus and Melafafon, and Galen Ulshin and Ulshay Sada. And we're going to have on tomorrow's Daf Gimel, Halefes Vanafus, Hakruv HaTeruvtar. We're going to have other lists. So, right, later on Daf Dalet, Snow Nafus. A lot of this first paragraph are lists of items. So where did Rabbi Yochanan make the comment? On the first Mishnah or on the whole parak? So minmad amar Rav. So we're from the fact that Rav said, made the following statement. Rav said the five minim that you could use for maror, psachim lamites, the five types of vegetables that you could use to be yotze your mitzvah maror, kula mutarim lizara baruga. They are all able to be put in a flower bed. They could all be planted in a flower bed together. All of them. And two of the items in the Mishnah that are listed there is Ulshin and Chazeres. Right? Ulshin and Chazeres are two of the items listed in the Mishnah in Pesachim that you, and Rav says you're allowed to plant them all together. So, and we know two of those things, Ulshin and Chazeres, are in the Mishnah later on today's daf. Separately, we have Chazeres and Chazeres, Galin and Ulshin and Ulshay Sada. Right, what I read it, I didn't put the comma in the right place before. So Chazeres, Chazeres, Galim, Ulshin. So Chazeres and Ulshin are in two separate pairs in the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Rav says all the items in the Mishnah are able to be planted together. Va'amrin hadar dera pliga Rabbi Yochanan. And they say that this statement of Rav argues in Rabbi Yochanan. So, must be, Hada Amra, I'll call Pirkei is Amris. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan's statement of Kulan Zugos Zugos is about the whole Perek. Because if he says it about the whole Perek, including the Mishnah on Beis Mabeis, so he would be saying that Ulshin and Chazeres, and we'll talk about those are, endives, type of horseradish, those are kilayim with each other. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant by Kulan Zugos Zugos. You can't mix and match, only two within each pair. And that argues on Rav, who says, no, they're all good. The yoke can be planted with each other. So it must be, based on the fact that we know that Rav argues on Rabbi Yochanan, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan's comment was going on the entire parak. And we have similarly, we have another statement, B'Shem Rav, where he said, like Rabbi Yochanan, Rav B'Shem Rav, Kulon Zugos Zugos. So Mechla Shita Sida Rav. Now we have a problem with the Shita of Rav. Why? Tamanu Amar Kulon Minechad V'Acho Amer Hachin. Right, maybe Rav, here he says, in the statement of Chamishi Yirakos, he says they're all Menecha, they could all be planted in an Aruga together. But here in this latter statement of Rav B'Shem Rav, he says, no, like Rabbi Yochanan, they're all separate pairs. The Gemara answers, no, we misunderstood what Rav meant by the Morar line. Lo derav amar kulan min echad. Not that Rav says that they're all one min and they all could be planted together and they're not killing with each other, no. Lo amar ela mine yirakos ein. The point that Rav was trying to tell us was that they're all considered vegetables. They're all considered yirakos and not zra'im. Because there are different rules, as we'll see. The Marafolda quotes from the third parak. There are different rules about what you're allowed to do with a vegetable and what you're allowed to do with seeds. Seeds of vegetables and seeds of, let's say, tua. V'kula mutarim lizar baruga. In one area called an aruga, called a flower bed, you're allowed to plant various types of yirakos, but not various types of zroim. So that's all Rav was saying, that all the items listed regarding the mitzvah of marar, they're all considered yirakos, and therefore they can be planted in a certain way in an aruga. But they could be kilayim with each other. They still could be kilayim with each other, and therefore The two Ravs don't argue, and according to that, we don't have to say that Rav argues in Rabbi Yochanan either in the first part of the Gemara as well. There is a line in Masechet Pesachim of the Rosh that is much discussed by the Achronim. The Rosh seems to say, in Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, that you need to eat a kezayis of Marar because the language of the Bracha is al achilas Marar, and ein achila b'chusa mikezayis. That's why you have to have a kezayis of Marar. And all the Achronim wonder about this Rosh. The Bracha is a mitzvah, is a dinta rabbanan. Chazal formulated a mitzvah, a bracha, in different ways. Sometimes with a lamed, sometimes with al. So they made the bracha of al achilas marar. That's a derabanan. That is why we have to have a kezayis of marar midaraisa. A kezayis is because there's a maisa achila. Every maisa achila we know, it's a shiurim. It's probably al Moshe Misinai. Why would I think that marar would not have to be a kezayis? You have to eat a kezayis of matzah. You have to eat a kezayis of anything, any type of achila, kezayis of challah on the first night of sukkahs in the sukkah. So what is the Rosh talking about? So some say the Rosh doesn't mean it. Some say the Rosh really means what we call siman and not siba. It's not that because the bracha, the language of the bracha is al achila, that is the reason we say that you need a kezayis. No. Chazal made the bracha as a reflection of the din daraisa that it's an achila, and achila b'chus b'kezayis. Okay, that helps out, but still it still needs to be explained. Like, what's the hava mina? The Rosh says, oh, it's a chiddush. Every achila. Mara is a mitzvah achila. Why would you think otherwise? So there are different suggestions given by the Achron and what the hava mina is. Some say, well, Mara is achila is not a separate independent mitzvah. As we know, the Rambam says, beferish. We count the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, eating Korban Pesach, as a separate mitzvah. We count the mitzvah of eating Mara as a separate mitzvah, a matzah as a separate mitzvah, be'erev tochel matzos. The mitzvah of Mara is linked. It's linked to Korban Pesach, and that's why eating Marah today, Bizban Hazeh, is only Durabanan. So it's linked. So maybe because there's only a Tafel Achila, so maybe some suggest, that's why I would have had a Hava Mina, that it doesn't need an Achila, a Kezayis Bifidei Atzma. And that's the Chiddush, that the Rabbanan are telling us that no, Achila, a Kezayis Bifidei Atzma. One pshat. Or another pshat, we had a whole Shabbos HaGadol Drasha about this in the past, and that is we find on Pesach, all of the mitzvos, Halayla, are somewhat different than we usually find them. Marar, this idea of the Rosh. Wine, we have a concept of kolakos, lechadchila. And the next level, rov kos. Those two levels don't apply by general kosel shabracha. Third level, okay, rov revius. Where do those two other levels come from? Matzah, right? According to the Rambam, how many matzahs do we have? Two matzahs. We break a matzah, and we're left with one and a half. We hold most Bali Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch holds that, no, we have three matzahs. So even after you break one, you still have Lechem Mishnah. You still have two whole ones. But the Rambam says, no, this is the Lechem Mishnah for Pesach. You have one and a half. It's Lechem Oni. So each of the mitzvos halayla are somewhat changed. How is that? Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim also, well, I'll say it this way. Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim and the requirements for Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim affect mitzvos, the mitzvos halayla, in a different way and adapt them to what is needed for the requirements of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, and therefore, for Derech Eirus, we have lachachilas of kolakos and rovkos. For Lechem Oni, we have one and a half matzahs. Right, for Marar, it might be about, the Ikar is the Tam, it's the Merirus. Right, that's a Hava Mina. But all of the mitzvos are redefined, so to speak, by the requirements and the goals of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Marar just being one of them out of them all. Okay, there's more to that drasha, but we'll leave it for now. Let's continue. Hapol v'asapir v'chulu. The next on the list: Reb Yosi b'shei Reb Chiya Barva. Ashkechon tzidal pinkas ed Reb Hillel bar Alis. They found written in the pin case in the notebook of Reb Hillel bar Alis, or a different version where they found it. Reb Yona b'shei Reb Chiya Barva. Ashkechon tzidal al kosla Reb Hillel bar Alis. They found it written on the wall. On the wall. They say, I heard of Hashem, the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch was so poor, he couldn't buy even any papers. He used to write on paper bags. He's around on the wall, because he just had this Torah in him. He's around on the wall. Maybe it's here. He found it on the Pinkas, found it on the wall. They found these six words on the wall. These six words are an explanation of what the six, of six of the items in our Mishnah. Pila, pila is pull. Pishuna is sapir. Gilbona, milusa. Sarpavna, pisilta. Right? These are how he translated. These are, were more known words in the days of the Tanaim. So that's how he translated these items of the Mishnah. Keni masnisa. And this is what our Mishnah has. Halavan vahashi'uis. Right, halavan hashu'us. In certain girsaos, it has a mem. So the Gemara is saying it should be shu'is. Shu'is with a tuf. The Marafolda says, Grosram ksiv vashu'im. Look at some Mishnah, it says shu'im. But our Gemara says shu'is. La'amar biyona loma nikrashma shu'is. Why is it called shu'is? Shehi, and there's a machlokas here whether there's something positive or negative about the item. Sha'as es halev. What's mishashas es halev? The Pnei Moshe says misameches oso. It makes you happy. Mishashas es halev, and it makes you happy. It's a positive type of food, right? If you look in the Mara Fulda, if you look in the Rav Chaim Vilevsky, mitamtemes halev. It closes off the heart. Closes off the heart. Okay, different shot. Umahalaches es bnei ma'ayim, and somehow cleanses out the innards. Maybe it's a diuretic. What is it, right? The Mara Fulda, mishal shelas es bnei ma'ayim. Uses quotes a targum, but again, different. Pshatim, why it is called Sha'ashua, right? Mitam Temes, Mishal Shalas, the Rav Chagadevsky follows the Mara Folda. Period. Next Mishnah, Halacha Beis, second Mishnah here in Maseches Kelayim. Hakishas v'malafafon, in Kelayim Zebazeh, Kishas and Malafafon, and again, these shouldn't be translated automatically. What we call, right, Malafafon, a cucumber, and Kishas, some type of a melon or gourd. Not exactly. So it's a type of, they're both similar to, similar types of Kishuin. Two types of gourds. They're not kelaim with each other. Yehuda Omer kelaim. Yehuda says they are. So here we have a machlokas tanon. Chazeres achazeres, galin, olshin v'olshe sadeh, kreshin v'kreshe sadeh, different types of leeks, kuzbar, kuzbar sadeh, different types of coriander, charda v'chardal mitzri, different types of mustard seeds, dalas mitzris v'remutza, upala mitzri v'charuf, all of these pears, einem kelaim ze bazeh. They're not kelaim with each other. Let's talk about the first one, the machlokes between kishus and malafafon. Divrei chachamim, the chachamim who say that they're not kelaim zebaze. You know why? Adam nota ma achas bipitva shel kishus. You can take a seed. Ma is from the word me'ayim. You can take one seed of a kishus, v'nota planted, v'hinases avatiach. And sometimes what comes out is avatiach. Adam notel ma achas bipitva shel avatiach. Then you'll take one seed of the avatiach, v'nota and planted, v'hinases malafafon. And sometimes a malafafon comes out. So you see, malafafon, avatiach, and kishus are all one species. Because you can take a seed of one and get the other one. So that's why they're all not kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ikaro kilayim. The malafafon at root is made from two different kinds of seeds. The malafafon comes from two seeds. Adam notel mea achas mitpirish al avatiach. Uwa achas mitpirish al tapuach. Some type of citrus fruit. And you take a little seed, a seed from an avatiach, and a seed from a tapuach. You put it into one hole and you plant it. And then it comes out to be malafafon. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, malafafon is kelayim with kishas, which is only one of its, so to speak, parent fruits. So the foam cane, and that's why even svachin leib lishna yavana malafafon. In Greek, it's called malafafon. Why? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, malafafon is a lashon of melafef, to be mixed in and connect to each other. Malafef is to pet something. When you pet something, you're touching it. So lifuf vahadibuk mishemistabekes. Or the Marasilio says, you know, it's a milum morkeves. Malafafon is from two Greek words. Avatiach is piponi, and if it's mixed in, another word, mili, fafoni, right? That's two different words for tapuchim and avatichim. Okay, either way, that's Rabbi Yehuda Svara, that they are kelayim with each other. Okay, we'll have to stop there, but we'll continue with Akishus next time, kelayim, Dav Gimel. Again, the next couple of days might be up a little different times. I'm traveling, so I'm going to try to get them up in time. If they're a little late, hope you'll understand. Okay, we'll stop here.